Bezras Hashem Bli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moi Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Samach Zayin. We are beginning the 10th, and I think the final, the 10th and final parak of Nedarim. In order just to give you a little brief introduction, this parak is all about the rights of the father and or the husband to annul the vows of a girl. The father can annul mefer the nedarim of his daughter when she's a nara, or when she's a katana between 11 and 12, when her nedarim still count. He could just say to her, mufar lach, your vows are hereby annulled, and the neder is batel. But that he can only do that as long as she doesn't get married. Once she gets married to somebody else, then the husband could be mefer and not her. The father or the husband could be mefer only on the day that they hear the neder. But if they hear the neder and they don't say anything for 24 hours, they can no longer be mefer. Just like a father or a husband can be mefer the neder, so too the father or the husband could be mekayim the neder. How do they do that? They say, kayim lach. Once the neder is kayim, they can no longer get rid of it. The father could be mefer only the nedarim that the woman, the father could be mefer only the nedarim that he can, that she makes while she's in his rishus. However, I'm sorry, the husband could be mefer only the nedarim that she made while she was married to him. Any nedarim that she made before she was married to him, the husband cannot be mefer. The husband can only be mefer nedarim that she's afflicting herself, like she won't eat meat or won't drink wine, or things that affect him, like she won't wear perfume, or she won't get any benefit from him. And finally, the last halacha, which is what this parak is mostly about at the beginning, a nara hamorasa, a girl who's engaged, she just had kiddushin but not nisuin, she's between 12 and 12 and a half, so she's a nara who's engaged, then both the husband and the father together have to be mefer. If one of them is mefer and the other one is not, then the neder still exists. Let's begin. Says the Mishnah, nara hamorasa avi ubala mefir nedarel. A nara who's engaged, so the father and her husband together are mefer the nedarim, meaning only if both of them are mefer is the neder canceled. A good vach to Chana Chenecha and Svika and Dr. Joe and Yoni Matz and Avi Adler and Yaakov. Good vach. Pleasure to see everybody. Hefer ha'av lo hefer ha'bal, hefer ha'bal lo hefer ha'av. If only the father got rid of it, but the husband didn't, or the husband got rid of it and the father didn't, ain't no mufar. The Gemara is going to ask, that's obvious. You just said the line before that they both have to do it. Why does the Mishnah have to spell it out? That's also obvious. You don't even have to say, if one of them was Mekayim the Neder, that the Neder is Mekayim. It's also obvious. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Hainu Reisha, Avi Obal Mefir Nederah. I understand. The first line of the Mishnah says you need the dad and the husband to do it. Then the next line says, so if one does without the other, it doesn't work. Ask the Gemara, that's obvious. You already said that in the first line. Ask the Gemara, no. Mal de Sema, you might have thought that the first line means either or could be mefer. Mal de Sema, o avia o ba'ala ketani, kamash malan, that no. It doesn't mean either or, it means both. And if one does without the other, it does not work. Now, the last line of the Mishnah said, I don't even have to say if one of them was Mekayim the Neder, that it's Chal. Ask the Gemara, Lamali Lamisna, why do I need that halacha? Hashlish Loma Hefer Zebelo Zebelo Klum, if one of them is Mefer without the other one, right? We already know from the second line of the Mishnah that if one of them is Mefer without the other one, that it doesn't work. So why does the Mishnah have to tell me, and if one of them is Mekayim? Obviously, if he was Mekayim, he wasn't Mefer. So why in the world do I need that statement? It's obvious if one of them was Mekayim that it doesn't work. You just told me if one of them is not Mefer, it's not Mufer. So what's going on? If one guy was Mefer and the other was not Mefer, then it's meaningless. Does it have to say that if one of them was Mekayim, it doesn't work? That's ridiculous. Answers the Gemara, Ki Isrichle Kagon, Dehefer Echem Mehem, V'kiyim echad, V'chazar ha-mekayim v'nishal ha-kamaso. Oh, no, you need the case that you can't be, that the nether is not canceled. If one of them was mefer, the father and the husband, one of them was mefer, and one of them was mekayim, but then let's say the one who's mekayim goes back and he goes to a chacham and asks a chacham to remove his kiyum. Because we're going to learn that if the father or the husband are mekayim the nether, if they're mekayim the nether, they can go to a chacham and say, had I known that this nether was going to be such a disaster, I never would have been mekayim it, and the chacham can remove the kiyum. Oh, so you would have thought, if one is mefer and the other one's mekayim, and then the one who's mekayim goes to a chacham, gets rid of the kiyum, so he can now be mefer. But he can't. That's the chiddush. Ki ishach le, ki gom dehefer echad meham, mekiyum echad, v'chazar ha-mekayim v'nishla ha-kamasa. The guy who's mekayim went to a chacham to get rid of the kiyum. Maldasim, my duke, yeho akre, you might have thought, this that he was mekayim, he now uprooted. So now he can be mefer. Kamash malan, d'mefirin shnehem bevas achas. No, they both have to be mefer at the same time, which so far means that if one is mefer and one is mekayim, that's it. All bets are off. The second one is mekayim, even if you'd go back and ask about it and remove the kiyum, he still cannot be mefer. They both have to be mefer at the same time. The Rishonim debate, this statement that they both have to be mefer at the same time. Let's say the husband heard about it on Sunday and he was mefer right away on Sunday. And then the father heard about it on Tuesday. So he's mefer right away. So they each were mefer within a day of hearing it, but it wasn't within a day of each other. Does that work or not? So that is in fact a machlokas. Who is that a machlokas between? Hold on one second. Let me just find it. One second. Right. I can't find it now. I know it's Machlokas HaRishonim. Can't find it right now, but I definitely know there's Machlokas HaRishonim about that. Here it is. Right. So, according to the Ran, Tosis, Rosh, Rashba, and the Mefarish and the Nemuke Yosef, so all of them say, you don't need that they both have to be Bebas Achas Mamish. Even if one does it in the morning and one does it at night, that's okay, as long as it's all within 24 hours. But the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Tor, right? Even if the first one was Mefer on Sunday and the next one was Mefer on Tuesday, that works also, as long as they both did it within the same, within 24 hours of their hearing it. But according to the Rambam and the Smag, they both have to be Mefer on the same day. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'naram ras davi obam frin derem, inolan, asks the Gemara, how do you know that a girl is engaged, the father and the husband together are made for the Nadar? Amar Rav, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'im ha-yosi el-ish unadarei ala. Now that the key thing is the first vav there. V'im ha-yosi el-ish unadarei ala. If a girl gets married, and she has Nadarim on her, and then it says, V'im b'yom shemo isha yoni asa, the husband can be mefer, Hashem will forgive her. Now, this pasuk is talking about a girl who's engaged, as we will see in a minute. The vav of V'im hayosiyah connects this statement to the pasuk before this, which was talking about the father being mefer. As the pasuk said, pasuk vav, if the father gets rid of them, it's good. So the pasuk before says that the father gets rid. Then it says, so what we learn from the vav is that the husband can be made for together with the father. From here we learn that the father and the husband are made for nedarim. A good vach to Tzvika and to Harov Dov Binyam Mishneh Zalmadan. Tzvika, I think I said Gavachti before already. You get it twice. Says the Gemara, Ema Haikra bin Suaksiv. Says the Gemara, how do you know this pasuk in Mayosi Elish is talking about a girl's engaged? Maybe it means she's fully married. And to teach me that the husband does it alone without the dad. Says Gemara, we have another pasuk. Imishim Nesua Krachrinik said, we have a different pasuk. Vim Beis Isha Nadara. If she's already in her husband's house, she's fully married, she makes a neder, so then the husband can get rid of it. Ask the Gemara, Emer Tarvayu Minasua. Maybe both Psukim, both Vim Hayosi Eliyash and in Beis Isha Nadara, are both talking about a girl who's fully married. Lovely, if you'll ask me why I need two Psukim for Nesua. Maybe it's to teach me that once a girl's fully married, the husband cannot get rid of Nadarim that she made before she was married. That's why it says, in Beis Isha Nadara. If she made the neder once she's married, then the husband can get rid of it. But the husband can't get rid of early ones. So maybe one pasuk's teaching me that by Nesua, the husband can get rid of the Nadarim. And the other pasuk's telling me that the husband cannot get rid of the Nadarim that happened beforehand. Answer to Gemara, no. V'lav memele sham esmina. We can learn both things from the pasuk v'im Beis Isha Nadara. A, the nether happened in the house. B, the husband can be mefer. So if you can learn both of those things in that, so obviously the pasuk before is going on when they're engaged. And we have a good raya that when she's engaged, the father and the husband together are mefer the nadar. That's one answer. And v'ibayisema, another answer, dehavaya kiddushin mashma. The lashon of v'im hayosi el ish. When we learn Maseches Kedushin, you can remember this. But the word havaya always means kedushin, like v'yatza v'haisa, right? V'yatza v'haisa, havaya always means kedushin. Havaya means and they came together. That's referring to kedushin. So you see, when there's kedushin, the husband can be mefer together with the father. Ask the Gemara, really? Ema av l'chudei mefer. Ask the Gemara, how do you have a raya from this that the father cannot do it alone? Maybe it's true that if the husband does it, the husband needs the father from the vav. But maybe if the father does it, the father could do it alone. The husband needs the father, but the father could do it alone. Answer the Gemara, Im Cain, if the father could do it alone, the Asra Yisar Beis Avia Yaniosa, Lamali. So, why do you need the fact that the father can get rid of the Nadarim of a girl who's not married at all? If you tell me that once she's engaged, the father can do it by himself, so then I know for sure that if she's not engaged, the father can do it by himself. Hashtu Yishlomar, B'makom Aris Mefer Av L'Chudei. If she's engaged, so the fiance is in the picture, the husband's in the picture, and yet the father can do it by himself. Shalom B'makom Aris Mibay. So do I need a pasuk to teach you that when she's not engaged, the father can do it by himself? No. From the fact that I have a pasuk that teaches me, another pasuk teaching me, that when she's not engaged, the father can do it by himself, and I have another pasuk teaching me when she's engaged, the father can do it. Must be that the father can't do it by himself. He does it together with the arus. Ask the Gemara, Ema avli by arus. V'arus l'chudei mefer. So why don't you try the other way around? So maybe the father can't do it by himself. You just proved to me the father can't do it by himself because there's a pasuk that says the father does it by himself when she's not married. So if there's another pasuk when she is married, it must be the father can't do it by himself. But maybe the father needs the arus, but the arus could do it by himself. The husband could do it by himself. V'arus l'chudei mefer. V'chi tema av d'kasa rachmana lamali. Well then what do you need the vav connecting the father? Miboyle d'ihekim hekim. No, maybe you need that to teach me that if the father is mekayim the neder, then the neder is mekoyim, and the arus cannot be mefer. But if the father is not mekayim the neder, then maybe the arus could do it by himself. Answers the Gemara, in Cain. If it will be true that the arus can get, the fiance can get rid of the nether by himself, base isha nadara lamai kasav. Why did the Torah have to say that the husband can be made for himself by nisuin? If the husband is already allowed to be made for himself by erusin, then why in the world would I need a pasuk teaching me that the husband can be made for himself by nisuin? Imkain base isha nadara lamai kasav. Kal v'chomer. In a place where she's still a little bit in the rishos of the father, we say that the husband could do it by himself. Once she's fully married, that the father's totally out of the picture, the husband could do it by himself. Yet the Torah had to write that the husband does it by himself when she's fully married. Must be that when she's engaged, he can't do it fully by himself. He's got to do it together with the daddy. Ask the Gemara. Ema. In base ishana dara lo mashin about mefer bekodmin. No, maybe you need that pasuk of in base ishana dara to teach me. No, maybe really the fact. Maybe really when she's engaged, the husband does it by himself, and when she's fully married, kal v'chomer, the husband does it by himself. So why does it say in base ishana dara to teach me that when the husband's doing it by himself and she's fully married, he can only be matter the nadarim that she made when she's fully married? But the nadarim that came before, she can't do. Maybe that's what in Beis Yishan Nadar was coming to teach me. Answers the Gemara, no. Uminei, from the very din that the husband cannot get rid of the girl's nadarim from before she was married, that's a proof that the arus cannot get rid of the nadarim when she's engaged by himself. Why? Arus mefar bekodmin. Because there's a beferish of pasuk that an arus, when they're engaged, can get rid of the nadarim that she made before they were engaged. When she's fully married, the husband cannot get rid of the nadarim from beforehand. But when she's engaged, the husband can get rid of those beforehand. As the pasuk says, "Vim hayosel ish unadorel." That's a ferish pasuk that she had nadarim from beforehand with the dad, and that he can get rid of. So how in the world can he? How in the world can the fiancé have more power than a fully married husband? The fully married husband can't get rid of the nadarim from before. And yet the fiancé can get rid of the nadarim from before. The answer is, says the Gemara, must be that the fiancé can't get rid of them himself. The fiancé needs to get rid of them together with the father. El alav, mishum shutfuse da'av. Must be that the husband can only do it together with the shutfus of the father.
The father can do it alone by himself as well.
No. The father can do them alone if she made the nether before she was engaged and she's still not engaged. But if she made the nether before they were engaged and then she got engaged, then it's got to be the father and the husband together getting rid of them, even though for the husband, these happened from before he was engaged. So you need Allah should fuse the av. So that's why when all the smoke clears in the Gemara, again, this is the end of the first source that Anar HaMarasa, the father and the husband are both made for Nadar. So we have one pasuk that tells me when the girl is single, the father can get rid of the Nadar, as long as she's a Katana or a Nara. What do you mean a Katana? If she's 11, she's allowed to make Nadar when she's 11. If she makes Nadar when she's 6, that's not a Nadar at all. She has no Das. But if she's 11, even though she's a katana, she makes a nether, the father can get rid of it. When she gets engaged, even if she had nedarim from beforehand, the father and the husband together, that's the pasuk from v'im hayosi ela ish unadorel alel. So then the husband and the father together, the vav includes the father, and it says beferish the husband. And there, the husband and the father together can get rid of even the nedarim that happened before the engagement. Once she's fully married, only the husband can get rid of them, and the husband can only get rid of those nadarim that she made while she was fully married. Nadarim from beforehand, the husband cannot get rid of at all. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have.
Rabbi, question. Oh, sorry, go ahead. So after the marriage, from the nadarim that she made beforehand, she's the only one that can get rid of them. Well, couldn't get rid of all.
I think she can't. I mean, maybe she can go to a chacham to get rid of them, but No, neither the husband nor the father can. First of all, anyone can only get rid of them the day they hear him. Once the day passes, so it's all over. Yeah, Yoni.
Rabbi Mechila, first of all, thank you very much for having me on the Zoom chat. It's a big segula for me to be able to join. Second of all, why can't the father be remove the neder that she makes if she's bebet avia? She's not married yet, so why is it not on the samchut of her father to nullify the neder that she makes?
No, you're 100% right. That's a beferish pasuk. When she's not married, the father can for sure get rid of the nedar. You're 100% right. Once she gets engaged, it's the father and the chasen together. After she gets fully married, it's only the husband.
So in this engagement period, it's kind of, you need like this partnership between
both.
The father and
exactly.
The fiance.
Because she's half in the father's wishes and she's half in the husband's wishes. So they both have the rights. Okay? Everyone should have a good tevach.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good
vach.
7 o'clock tomorrow.
What time tomorrow morning?
I'm not 100% sure yet. I'm not 100% sure. It depends on my flight. But I think 7 o'clock should work. I think 7 o'clock should work.
And on Zoom?
On Zoom.
Okay. Good book.